Hey everyone, this is Lily Cannon, and we are here for another episode of Speak Seductively. And tonight is a special edition of Speak Seductively because I am your host tonight, and I have some really, really special guests, one of whom is my particularly favorite person in the whole world. And his name is Wayne Klingman. No. No, I have with me tonight, I have a really special guest that we are excited to talk to and have on the podcast tonight. But Wayne Klingman is here with us, and my husband and partner in crime and usual co-host, Kyle Cannon, is here as well.
Hey, everybody.
And we are doing a special edition tonight because Wayne and Kyle have collaborated together on something really cool. So we're going to get to talking about that. And so first of all, though, I'm going to have Wayne, could you introduce yourself real quick and tell our listeners who you are?
My name is Wayne Klingman. You can find me on Twitter at the Milwaukee Mob is my Twitter handle. Also, my webpage would be themilwaukeemob.com. I write books, The Mafia. I wrote a couple of fiction books. I do all kinds of interesting things. I'm really looking forward to working with Kyle in this book and other potentially other books to come. He's a great guy. I cannot speak of him highly enough. And you, ma'am, you're the true goddess of the third world. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I very much appreciate it. And you are now slowly, you know, edging out Kyle for my favorite person.
Hey now.
So Kyle Cannon, could you tell us a little bit about yourself? Who are you?
I am Kyle Cannon. I normally would co-host this program, but my beautiful, gorgeous, stunning wife has taken over tonight so that she can do the interview. I'm an erotic fiction author. I've written over, I guess, close to 16 books and short stories now, and you can find those all on Amazon. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Cannon Fiction, on Facebook, and I understand the hosts of this program will put the links in the description, so
yes.
you can click on the links and get to all of that stuff. Lily and I also have a YouTube page, and she is the gorgeous spokesmodel and face of our brand, I guess.
Yes.
So we'll have links to that as well.
Very good.
All right. So thank you both for joining me tonight. I very much appreciate that. And we have something really special to talk about. So Wayne and Kyle have both collaborated on a book together. And so my first question, though, is going to be not about the book, but why collaborate? So Wayne, what was your draw, and why would you want Kyle as someone to collaborate with on a story?
I can't tell you how much appreciative I am of your husband. Your husband, from the day I met him, has been an outstanding human being, guiding me in so many different ways, helping me understand all kinds of different things about writing and publishing and book marketing, things I had no clue about. And when we just tried it one day, because I have a book that's so bad I can't pay people to buy it. And I said, you know, Kyle, maybe you could rework it. And I think after he looked at it and probably had to go and get his stomach pumped a couple of times and do some drugs, he came back and said, Wayne, it'd be a lot easier. We did something totally different. And he was absolutely right. Do it something completely different is absolutely key. And I think with our book, we've really done a great job of doing some interesting writing about crime fiction, and erotica. I think it's outstanding, to say the least.
All it took was a bottle of bourbon to get me through.
And Kyle, why did you pick up this particular book? Because Wayne is the master of mafia. And so what is it with this particular story?
So there were a lot of things that kind of jumped out at me. You know, I liked the idea of writing in a slightly different format. And then I read Wayne's book, Alias Mr. Big, and we interviewed Wayne a few months ago now, I guess. And I love the style of writing. I love the idea and the concept. And I thought there was a lot we could do with it. And then just chatting with Wayne over the last couple of months, coming up with this idea for the new book, it was fun writing. It was fun writing it. It just kind of jumped out, and it was a little bit of a different twist for me, but that also that made it fun as well. And then we had some great help. Wayne and I would chat at least once a week through Zoom calls to try to work through some things. And Michael Ramos, the CEO of ASN, gave us some great feedback and some great support with this. So that was good.
Yeah, that's off him.
And Wayne, your previous books and other things, you write a lot about crime. And so I'm going to ask a question about the actual story that you guys wrote, but can you tell our listeners a little bit about your background in crime, the crime world, or sure. your knowledge of that?
Nothing that would get you in trouble though.
Yeah,
of course.
Sure.
Statute of limitations being what they are. back in the day, I had the ability to do a movie about a local real life mafia guy. And I did a movie with a good friend of mine named Jason Love. We did a movie. It was a lot of fun to do. It's still out there. You can still find it on YouTube. It made back its money within, God, I would say 3 months. That's always a good thing. But we had enough information from doing the movie, and then we got some Freedom of Information Act returns back that we sent in for. I was able to do a book. And that's kind of my whole road down that path of the true crime mafia. I find that absolutely 100,000% fascinating because it's all over. It's everywhere. It hasn't gone away. It's not going to go away. They might not be the bigger players that they were back in, say, the 40s and 50s, but organized crime is still here. It's still here today. It's not going to go away. It's something I think that we need to be aware of because the things that they do affect us all. No doubt about that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And listeners, if you love this idea of true crime and nonfiction and stories about the actual
real life bad guys.
Yeah. Real life bad guys. Go definitely go check out Wayne's stuff. We'll put links in the description and everything. But so this new story then that you guys were collaborating on, it's kind of like a good guy, bad things happen. He kind of goes down this path with finding out some things that his family had in their past. And there's erotica and there's crime and there's violence and there's all the things people really love. Yeah. So can you guys kind of maybe talk together about what the plot is for this particular story?
Sure. I think there were a couple of things that came together. You summarized a lot of it. The main character, Luther, is a really good man who got screwed over by his bosses. He worked for the DEA, and it didn't really sour him, but he had to find his way, and he learned that he had some background, criminal mafia background in his family. And I won't say that he embraced that, but he decided to use, as the book goes on, he decided to use that background to his benefit. One of the things I do want to say about the book is, and Wayne and I talked about this, and another reason why I really loved working with Wayne is none of us have any problem with pornography or sex workers, but there's a fine line between
exploitation
and sex workers who are in it for their own reasons and good reasons. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to walk a line with this book where Luther gets involved in that industry, but he wants to make ethical porn and be smart
and treat people the right way.
Right.
And I think when you find out more about his background, you understand why he's going to do what it takes to make sure he treats people the right way. And I don't want to spoil why that happens, but it's a fundamental part of the book of what drives him forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. And I also heard that Kyle Cannon and Lily Cannon from the Photographer Story series make appearances in this.
So without giving away too much, my last novel in that series is coming out, and
You have a book coming out?
I have another book coming out, I've already had people asking if they have a happy ending, and I don't want to give away anything with that book either, but they have a brutal ending, but there is happiness that comes out as a result of that. So I wanted to give a little something. So those characters do end up meeting Luther and some of his friends at a nudist resort.
We know nothing about nudist resorts.
No.
And then Wayne, you also have Mr. Big tying into this.
The thing too about when I commented in the book about it's so bad I can't pay people to read it, it is not Alice Mr. Big. Alice Mr. Big is a really good book. It's really...
Yes, it is.
I really like that book a lot. I had other books that not so good. It's funny. I mean, and every book we write are good ones. And any author will tell you that all his books aren't perfect. We make mistakes. We're human beings. We screw up, right? Mm-hmm. But we don't know what we don't know. And that would be, I can't even think of it. But yeah, I mean, it is what it is. It helped me become friends with Kyle here. It helped me discover a line of books that we can do. More power to it. Then it wasn't really a mistake. Then it was a learning curve, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. And Alias Mr. Big is an amazing book. And I describe it, and I've described it before, as written film noir. If you love classic gangster movies, it's the perfect mix of that and erotica. So it was fun. And it was fun bringing elements of that, tying that into this modern story.
Well, absolutely. I think what's nice about this is old people out there who might remember the old Punisher series books or the Story series books, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the old series, but with instead of a paragraph that describes what the, I can't think of the names of the people in those books, right? It's been so long. What hero of those books does something that kind of leave it hanging what he's doing with some woman. We describe what he's doing with this woman or the woman is doing him or if they're all doing together. I mean, to me, you can read the book not so much as erotica, which it definitely is, which I think Kyle brings really a good role to it, but you can also read it as a crime fiction novel. I think it's that good. It also reads as a very well put together crime fiction novel that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I had so much fun writing it because it just let me go in different directions. And I don't want to make references to other books that I'd read, you know, as a kid growing up, but it pulled on elements of things that I read because I was into crime fiction and military fiction. So I was able to try to pull some of that in.
Yeah. So the other cameo that we have to talk about is our friend Michael Ramos. And so Michael Ramos, if you've been listening to our YouTube channel and you've been following that, you know that we promote ASN Lifestyle Magazine. And so tell us about how Michael got involved with this book and where he is in it.
Well, Wayne, do you want to jump in on how he...
Sure. I'll take the lead here. I've had the honor of knowing Michael for some time. Michael was very, very generous to me back in the day when I first came out with my book on Frank Bros. Surrey, that he gave me some free advertising in his magazine, which is really nice. I really, really, truly appreciate that effort from him from the bottom of my heart. It's a widely read magazine. It's well put together. People read it. They buy the advertising that they see in it. That's key, right? It's very, very key. And when talking back and forth with him and teasing him about stuff, I may mention, like, do you want to ever be in a book? He said, yeah, I'd like to be in a book as long as I'm not killed. And I think to put him in a book, that he likes the role because he's not the lead character, but he plays a role. He definitely plays a role.
He's kind of a mysterious character in the book, a positive. He was fun to write in because I think it's always fun to have that character that there's a lot of depth to, but, and you allude to that, but the reader doesn't really know everything. So, you know, we haven't mentioned, we'll probably be making this a trilogy We may learn more about Michael and his mysterious past and government work, but it's there. There's stuff there.
Yeah. And that there's swinger parties.
Yeah. So part of Luther's comeback is working for Michael and doing as a bouncer at swinger parties and resorts and stuff like that. So that's how he gets to know Michael.
Oh,
and I don't want to give too much away because I think it's pretty fascinating. But the other thing I really appreciate and want to thank Michael for again is letting us use his name and letting us use ASN, because I think it lends credibility to the story. Absolutely. And then he's put out a really amazing press release for us. So, you know, can't thank him enough.
I like to commend him as well, because he's actually, you know, we all have these, many people, I should say, well, many people have an image of what this lifestyle means. And it's dirty. It's disgusting for some reason. Mm-hmm. You know, why they, but people think those things, but you meet the man and you read the magazine and you find out whether this, like people, it's like anybody else, they have their wishes, their desires, or whatever else they might be. But just like us, just like anybody else, you know, it's nice to know that he's really moving heaven and earth to help educate, which is key, educate people what really truly goes on. Which
yeah.
is, I think, again, key. You can't beat it.
I think one of the things Lily and I jumped on with ASN was the sex positive approach mm-hmm. to things. And we love the articles about that. And I appreciate the fact that Michael is so big into this and has a ethical sex positive approach. It, you know, mm-hmm. it's something Lily and I are very supportive of.
Absolutely. I think too, that he also goes out of his way for checking out advertisers to make sure they believe the same things that we do. Mm-hmm. Right. That you don't find a lot of sleaze. I don't think you can find sleaze if you look really hard. I don't think it exists there, which is nice to know.
Yeah. And something that you said about that it's the magazine makes it the lifestyle not as secret and seem mm-hmm. like this weird thing, and our saying always is that we could be your neighbors.
Yeah, it's just normal people. And
normal people. And again, you don't know what goes on behind closed doors, which is absolutely perfect. We all are adults. We should act like adults, right? Act
right.
responsibility, make sure everybody's of age, all those other good things, right?
Right.
It's when people hide it, when people do that sort of thing, and they find things that disgust your gross.
Mm-hmm.
Is when things, bad things happen. In my opinion, when bad things happen, because back in the day, when we had a guy, one of my neighbors, kidnapped a 13-year-old girl, took her down in the basement, tied her to a bed for 3 days, right? Mm-hmm. He was a pretty sick human being. I thought that was a pretty sick human being, right?
Yeah.
But he was, if I may say, evil personified in many ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He was not sex positive. He's nothing more than a creep. Who got what he deserved at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going to say this again. That's one of the things I appreciate about working with you is we have the same attitude. And, you know, in the book, I don't feel like I'm giving anything away here. There will be some BDSM and some other, you know, kinky stuff going on, but Luther is never going to take advantage of any of the female characters in the book. And you're going to find out a lot of them, like we've found out with sex workers and doing things with ASN and just our own lifestyle, that they're just people like everybody else. They enjoy having sex, and most of them enjoy having sex and don't have a problem turning that into money.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a career choice, and you can't fault someone for picking a career that makes them happy.
No. And in a lot of ways, this is maybe stretching it, but it's not that much different from just a very attractive model, whether they're male or female, modeling, clothed. They're selling their looks, and yes. You know, it's on the same spectrum to me.
Oh, absolutely correct. I mean, to me, I know two women who by day are mom and do the homemaking thing and the like, right? But when they have that spare minute, they have only fan pages, which yeah. makes them the lion's share of their income because money is hard to get. It's going to be hard to get. And they're utilizing what they have to generate that income.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because sex is a big business, whether people want to acknowledge that or not. It actually is. Yeah. And we just have a very prudish society.
We've interviewed a couple of people who have OnlyFans pages. And I think one of the things that I would appreciate about it is that they're entrepreneurs. They're self-start. Yeah. I mean, they're doing their own thing.
Yeah.
As long as you're not...
I'm sorry?
I said, as long as you're not hurting other people, that's really where we draw lines, right?
Right, exactly.
If you're hurting others.
Everybody's of age, nobody's being made to do anything they don't want to be doing, go for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what your character in the story is trying to do, that he is kind of a vigilante for the sex positive porn sort of like the world.
Porn punisher.
Is that right?
I like that, porn punisher.
that may have to be a title of one of the upcoming books.
Yeah, is that the second edition?
The thing too is this is an idea I have to go run by Kyle here down the line. Is I discovered there's a interesting person on Twitter who takes us back to the East End of London back during the day of Jack the Ripper, right? Mm-hmm. And you read about what he talks about horrific conditions and what people had to put up with. I'm thinking, there's a story here. There's a story of erotica here. You know, I'm thinking it would be, I'm sure there's a word for it, but I can't think of it. But in the rougher but consensual side of of the bondage thing, right? Because you got Jack Ripper after all, right?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe these people go chasing Jack Ripper. Who knows? An idea.
I love your passion for historical and history and all the characters that you come up with based on these historical figures.
People like history. To me, people enjoy history. And if it gets someone that reads one of my books or reads one of the things that Kyle and I do together, to go to the library and pick up something else, go online and do some research on a topic that they discover they're interested in and want to get more information, more power to them, right? I want to help people learn. I want people to get the ability to make decisions on their own versus being perhaps spoon-fed what someone else wants them to believe.
Right.
Yeah, that's a great...
Well, yeah, and I, you know, a little bit off of that, but I think one of the things I like about working with you and writing this book is it is erotic. It does have erotica, but it also tells a story.
Yes.
And I don't write just erotica for the sake of writing erotica. I want a message. And I like the message of this book.
Yeah. I mean, I read it. I won't name the name of the book, even though I want to. I read two books. But basically by supposedly two different authors, but you simply, if you took out the names of the people, could easily be the same book. So if you switch out all the names, it'd be the same exact book, right?
Yeah.
I get tired of that. I get really tired of people that don't put the effort to make it a good story. Isn't that that hard?
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, I think, I think you two joining forces has really been a great thing. I know Kyle has really loved creating this new world and these new characters. And it's, you know, he's very excited to talk about it all the time and wants to kind of share this story of this new character and the world that he has created around him. And I think that's really cool with authors that I don't live in that creative world. As a performer, I live in a different creative world where I am given characters to behave as, and I don't create them in my own head. I take the writer's words and I give life to those characters, but I don't actually create them myself. So I think that's a pretty cool headspace to live in.
We'll be roping Lily into doing the audio version of this book.
Oh, sure. Man.
I understand that Lily would be doing the audio version of Ella's Mr. Big as well.
Yes, she will.
Yes. Yeah. I have a queue of books just lined up waiting for me. So, but that is one of my favorite things. I'm a voracious reader anyway. And so I love being able to give voices to these characters and be able to sit in front of the microphone and perform and act as these characters in a different way. So that's really fun for me. And I'm excited about that adventure as well. So you guys touched on that this is going to be a trilogy. So what's the first one isn't even out yet. So saying what's next for Luther kind of sounds weird, but.
Well, we've actually been talking about it. And in the Mob Boss's Harem, which is the first book that's coming out, there'll be chapter one for book two. Mm. So it's already in the works and we're hoping for a release date probably by early to mid April. So because it's rolling along really well, but it's the second book. Yes. The first book, Mob Boss's Harem, is coming out on February 28th.
Yay.
So be sure to pre-order it. You'll hear this episode before then. So be sure to pre-order it.
Yes, please, please, please.
But yeah, we're just going to continue Luther's story. And he's trying to build a sex positive porn empire. And so we'll get in on the ground floor of that. There'll be more bad guys and good guys and in between people.
Shades of gray.
And shades of gray in the middle.
Yeah, I think that's what makes life fun. Luther is a good person, but there's definitely shades of gray.
Sure. And will Kyle Cannon, the character?
No.
Will he see him again? No. All right. Okay.
No.
Just curious. Wayne, is there anything else that you have coming up or anything you want to promote while we're here?
How we're here. Yeah. I could cry, but let's be positive for a moment. Through the great thing called Twitter, I was able to reconnect to a young man, to two people, a young man from Scotland and a friend of mine from Chicago. And the young man from Scotland is going to pick up the book, Billy Kimber, that had to be put aside because my co-author for that project had his father become ill and he has to do full-time care of his dad, which we all understand. My friend down in Chicago and I discussed doing a book on the old outfit taking on chap shops. It was a big thing back in the 60s and 70s where if you didn't pay the mafia money to run your chap shop, they kill you. And we hopefully write a book about that because they actually truly kill an awful lot of people for some of the damnest stupid reasons in the world.
Wow.
But it happened. And it's information that people, I think, want to know, especially in the Chicago area.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're family members and
mm-hmm. I mean, it's just past. It's your local history that the guy down the street, you know, now maybe 80 plus years old, was involved in a situation. He may not have killed anybody himself, but he owned something that other people wanted. You know, it's just incredible how the crimes of the mafia, especially in Chicago, Renaissance, I can't even pronounce the word, I'm sorry, continue to affect people today. No doubt about that.
Yeah, I love that.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you have going on?
I can't tell you anything. I'm sorry to say.
Kyle, anything?
Working on book two of this, and then I've had a lot of requests over the last few months for a sequel to The Resort. I'm going
to... Can I request a sequel to The Resort?
Yes.
Like a real life sequel to The Resort? No, I'm kidding.
She's not kidding.
I'm kidding. We live... No, it's fine.
Yeah. So I'll probably be working on that. And right now doing the bane of every author's existence, trying to do the promotion end of things. Mm-hmm.
If any authors out there would like to write something, you know, somebody doesn't really want to have that, they want to take the opportunity, but they're kind of scared. I'm open to talking to other people about helping them get along with their work in progress or getting people involved in writing. If you want to get a hold of me at my via my Twitter, DM me. I'm more than willing to talk because I really, really want to do a Lovecraft book. And the more I think about this East End London situation with Jack Ripper type characters, the more I want to do it, Kyle.
Kyle.
That could be a project coming up.
Ooh, and then could I narrate it? And
you can use your Cockney accent.
And do all my accents.
It would be important to have change so we could rattle the change during parts of the books.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
We'd have to play around with that. ACX gets really snotty when it comes to extraneous noise.
That's right. God, they're such a pain.
I
don't understand them. I just don't. It's troubling because I like to put my book, The Black Dark River, up there, right? Mm-hmm. But the last time I tried to put a book, which was Alice Mr. Big, up on ACX, it was a nightmare. They would only send me the same exact email they sent me before when I had questions. It's like, I'm sorry, why am I getting this email yet again? But I'm told, sir, that you've gotten around that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've been doing this for a few years now with my own books. And now Lily is narrating for other authors. And we've got a good system in place for it. So if any authors are listening right now and would like, and we're also reasonably priced. We're probably too low, but we want to help indie authors,
and we want to help the independent authors, and we want to make sure that those who maybe aren't making a ton on their
get their voice out there.
Yeah, this is your art, and I want to make sure that it gets out there in the best way possible. So if I can lend my talent to that.
Yeah, I would say so far Lily has read for 5+ authors and multiple books for each of them, and everything has been published. So, not to mention 12 of mine or 8 of mine, something like that.
I don't even know.
Lost track.
Yep. All the characters that live inside my head, they all just. Well, it has been a pleasure talking to both of you. Thank you for hanging out with me tonight on the Speak Seductively podcast. Wayne, I know I don't get to talk to you nearly as much as Kyle does, but I have appreciated sitting down with you tonight. And thank you for coming on. And thank you for bringing this story to Kyle. I know he's really enjoyed creating this character and building this world with you. So I've enjoyed listening to him talk about this story. So thank you for that.
Well, no, I want to thank you guys for being my friends. I think it's one of the best things that happened to me last year was meeting you two. I think it's many, many points. It was, in fact, the high point of my existence last year.
Oh, well, we absolutely appreciate that. Thank you. And everything will be in the description, all the links, everything else. Everyone listening, please go check out Wayne's other books, and we will see you guys next time.
And I just want to thank everybody, and I'm being a terrible podcast person here because I'm nodding my head as Lily is talking. So,
all right. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Good night.